These felonious mayors are also receiving a lending hand in aiding these immigrants into our country from the American modern-day church. Outside of the fact that we have seen the Christless church in this country advocate that which God clearly condemns, such as sodomy, with their rainbow flags pinned to the side of their buildings and all are welcome on the church's yard signs, it comes as no surprise. Now, before thinking that I'm in any way picking on self-professed Christians, do remember that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. Friends, I'm grieved for the compromises and the hypocrisies of these pretenders, which are on a reproachful daily display for the world to see. Furthermore, the American church talks much of grace and love, and of course, they love to recite mercy triumphing over judgment. But they know nothing of mercy. And why? Because they know nothing of true love, which is the fulfilling of the law to establish judgment within the gate whence it is executed, that we all might know righteousness and peace within the gate. Charles Spurgeon rightly said, "How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice." These are those who suggest that it is somehow loving and merciful to advocate for that which God again clearly condemns. It is mercy to allow our children to be subject to the sodomites instead of enforcing the laws against their crimes, which condemn the wicked. It justifies the righteous and protects the innocent. I just saw a scrolling sign on a church parking lot here in Minnesota that read, "All welcome. This is an LGBT community where we take the word of God seriously, but not literally." Well, how does the Lord deal with what these pretenders do not take literally? This will help to further any objections or time-wasting debates on if the Lord means what he says when it comes to his word. In Jude 1:7, it tells us, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." Then we have abortion, which is the murdering of the innocent in the womb. As many of you know, abortion is not talked about from the pulpits. Therefore, it again is advocated through their silence and apathy across America from over 300,000 pulpits. Instead of protesting, they have now become accomplices to a corrupt government system that does indeed sanction, which it should in fact lawfully condemn. No longer is it one nation under God with these hypocritical and apathetic professors, but now it has become whatever the state and Supreme Court says, it must be so. Nothing could be further from the truth. $60 million babies have been murdered since 1973, and that under the guise of a woman's choice. And because the government said so, while the Christless church has found derelict of duty when it comes to protesting these crimes against God and man. Yet somehow, in their reprobate minds, they believe that somehow their version of mercy rejoiceth against judgment is now to allow the murder of the innocent in the womb. Remember, we are told from these hirelings not to judge the lawless. I ask, is it a mercy for innocent babies to be murdered in the womb while the American people stand back and do nothing to protect them in lawfully judging those who are committing the act of murder? According to these modern-day professors, it is. Because, friends, the Bible clearly teaches the opposite. Yet if you put it into scriptural context and see it all the way through, line upon line and precept upon precept, you will see that the Lord is making clear to whom judgment belongs and to whom mercy belongs. "For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment." Americans have not shown mercy
BBS
in protecting
Radio.
The innocent.
Hey, BBS
Therefore,
Radio.
Therefore, according to script...
Swing!
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. During the intro, did you hear that? You know, we hear from the corrupt. Who are you to judge me? But isn't it interesting that they're making a judgment call as they're judging the righteous for questioning the reason as to why they're judging them? Because God is the one that we make reference to concerning his law as to what is right and what is wrong, what is holy, what is profane, what is righteous and upright to that which is wicked and evil. We make distinction by the knowledge of the law, especially when it comes to sin, which is a transgression of God's law. Romans 3, 20, 1 John 3, 4. Read the both of them. I mean, it's really come to this. The wicked are saying, who are you to judge? This is so far from who we are as a people in this country. We're ruled by law, friends, and the law that God has bestowed upon us. We're not ruled by the corrupt. And yet the corrupt have you questioning any authority when you make reference to his law and condemning their crime. And yet that's the whole purpose of the law, is to do what? To condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. And knowing God's heart by the directions that he gives to us through his law, and another way of saying it, and I like this way, is his government. His government is established on who we are as a people, and most people don't even take the time to know the difference. You know, when I say, as Andrew Jackson rightly said, the Bible is the rock upon which the republic rests, they have no idea what I'm talking about. That's Chinese. They have to think. They don't want to have to think. And by the way, that's why power, corruption, and power do what they do, is because they depend upon the ignorant to continuously roll forward, and that's what's happening. Ask any dictator in the history of mankind. Folks, what we're going to be covering today is this. How could it be otherwise? And what I was just showing you was a video of the American church, and some will say, well, Bradley, here you're talking about the church again. I'm here to tell you to make distinction between Christians and a lack thereof, because what's happening, we find it in 1 Peter 4:17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and it first begins at us. What shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? What will it be? Well, folks, until we get it right, we can't expect the world to get it right, and we're the ones that are being empowered and influenced by the Holy Ghost to bring forth his will on this earth as it is in heaven. And again, if we don't know the difference, that's why people are confused, because they haven't taken time to know the difference. And yet again, that's the first prerequisite that Jesus bestows upon us in John 7:17, that if you're going to follow him, yes, first deny yourself, take up your cross, follow him. But he also said right away too in John 7:17 that you must know concerning his doctrine. And therein lies the problem. We have a bunch of antinomians in the body of Christ today who have no business being there. Why? Because they never repented for breaking and transgressing his law, and hence what comes in. A perfect segue into understanding why the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In making distinction as to who we are in Christ, be ye holy as I am, and a son of daughter or a daughter, a son or daughter, forgive me, of Belial, which is the sons and daughters of Satan themselves. You must make distinction between the sheep and the goats, friends, and you know them by their fruit, as how you bear fruit to the glory of Christ. And I'm thinking of Matthew 7:16-20, also John 15:8. I've been reading this morning, folks. You can always tell when I'm reading because I'm well oiled and I'm well on my way here, I guess. But I do want to tell you, we're going to be talking about how could it be otherwise, and you can't sow corrupt seed and expect a good harvest. That's what's happening amongst the people, namely those that call themselves the good. Again, the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberal, they don't make distinction, and because they don't make distinction, they sow the seed, and then they wonder why they reap the corruption, because they don't realize that they just sowed a compromising seed, and the Lord's going to bear witness according to the seed that has been sown. Even to every word and every idle thought. So with that, I do want to get over to the fact that if you want to call in at any time, I'll give you the number. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to get over to a couple things, a couple topics, if I can, within the next hour here, the next three segments after this first one here. And hopefully we'll get to them. But if you want to call in at any time, please stick to the topic. We'll change it up just a bit. I want to get to showing you a couple things concerning what's going on in the country today. These are things that I don't want you to forget because, folks, what's happening right now is the administration that's going to reoccupy the People's White House, ushered in by a bunch of idolaters, Acts 12:22. He is surrounding himself with nothing short of a bunch of accomplices. Or accomplices to those that have been a partaker of the pandemic, of the censorship, and the cover-up. No joke. We've covered that, and we'll probably get to it more as the days unfold, as we see more of these repeat criminals that are being put back into place to do it all over again. As you're beginning to see, people are beginning to wake up. To those that didn't want to wake up, they're starting to see what's being applied, or should I say, those that are going to be occupying offices within government, and those that are actually appointing them, the conservatives of the day that re-ushered him, their oppressors, back into the office, are now flying off the bat or the handle, because they're starting to see, wait a second, that's not what was promised, because you didn't want to listen to a guy like me. That's okay. Okay. And like I said yesterday, just keep going on with your bad self. Keep listening to those people that are telling you what I'm telling you is wrong, because as things get worse and worse and worse, which they are, you can rest assured that one was here to tell you what they didn't want to tell you, because they just wanted to be a part of the good old boys club. They're dangerous people, and you need to be careful of them, friends. And they have no business being in the church in any sense of the word, or calling themselves Christians and or conservatives, because it's a lack thereof. Read Matthew 5:13. This is what I don't want you to forget. A teen hockey player, 17 years old, just suddenly collapsed and died. Notice who's got to republish this or post this or promulgate this information, friends. The American Military News. Of course, you didn't hear through this coming through the mainstream media. You know, you would think that some of the people would ask themselves the question, why is it that they're supposedly leveling out and aiming at Donald Trump, but yet they gave him all the attention that he needed to get back into the People's White House? And what's also interesting is the fact that not only that, but also, why is it that they're covering up the crimes of the father of the vaccine and the pandemic? And it's not just Donald Trump, but it's also Joe Biden. It's also that of Bill Gates. It's also that of the head of the CDC and the WHO, and Anthony Fauci, the head of the NIH. Oh, and the list goes on, and the WEF. I mean, folks, they're all there. You all see the fruit. And the problem is the American people don't want to lay the axe to the root of it, so therefore they're going to get more of it. And again, you can rest assured what you're seeing right now, teen hockey player collapses, dies suddenly, 17 years old, more is coming. Oh, and I'm here to tell you, as we're speaking about it, 45-year-old Fox star Dr. Kelly Powers dies. Guess what she died from, friends? Turbo cancer, brain cancer. You know what's interesting? And you never seen this before the pandemic, but do take note of it. Following the news, an obituary has been published stating that Kelly passed away on Sunday, December 1st. The beloved star was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2020 and has spoken openly about her health struggles. I wonder where that came from, and why is everybody acting like this just happened arbitrarily? Okay? Just keeping it in front of your eyes, friends, because it's important that you know. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
I just wanted to bring you back over here, by the way. If you want to check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side as well. And again, if you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. One of the things that I had brought up yesterday, and I want to rehearse this in your ears real quick. I want you, and I sincerely, wholeheartedly mean what I'm telling you right now. For those that are telling you the information, the fruit hanging on the branches of Donald Trump, and all of those that have been named time and time again, and the new appointees around Donald Trump, that they're accomplices to the pandemic. He called himself the father of the vaccine. You're seeing him appoint these other accomplices to the pandemic. And so nobody should be surprised as to why things are rolling out in the direction that they are. And the reason some might say, well, Bradley, why are you staying on this course? Because I want people to understand that they're being hoodwinked. I want them to understand that the opposite of what is being told to them is happening. Okay, they're being told and they're being promised this, that, and the other thing. But if they can't learn over the last 4 years that he didn't make America great again and that he did the opposite of what he said he was going to do and that he was this, that, and the other thing, and I showed you otherwise over and over and over again, I'm here to tell you now he's going to do it a second time, and these are the people that he is surrounding himself with. I'm telling you, those people that are telling you that what I'm telling you is completely incorrect, keep listening to them. Keep listening to them, because this is what is transpiring right now. This is all in transition right now. Trump is filling the swamp to overflowing. Now, we've heard this from Mike Adams. We've heard this from the guy from Greg Reese. We've heard from other people that are actually honest enough and sincere enough to tell you the truth, regardless of their political favorites. They're telling you the same thing that I'm trying to share with you right now. Donald Trump is filling what he said. Remember how he promised he was going to empty the swamp? That would have never happened, or that never happened, because if he did what he said he was going to do, there wouldn't have been a Joe Biden. There wouldn't have been a Kamala Harris. There wouldn't have been a Barack Obama. There wouldn't have been a Bush. He would have dealt with all of them. But he did none of that. No, folks, you're being teed up, just like I told you you were being teed up, okay? Trump filling the swamp of overflowing COVID-19 vaccine enthusiast is Surgeon General, okay? LGBTQ champion billionaire is Treasury Secretary. And this is one of those things I just got to go back and I just got to say it again. I know some people, I don't know who they are, to be honest with you, because it seems like even the conservatives of the day, though it took them 15 years to finally catch up, they're starting to make the parallel between America today and what's happening today to Hitler's Germany from back in the 30s. And P.S., that's what this book is all about in so many different ways. Unbeknownst to us, until after we've seen Bonhoeffer, Bonhoeffer and Martin Niemöller are in this book, and this is the book right now, friends, that I'm telling you there is not one in the country that is more prophetically on spot as to this. Prevention is better than cure. You're on the front of this, not on the end of this. That's why it's so important people read this book, Children of the Apostate. Your orders will go out tomorrow morning, and folks, they will be to you within 2 to 3 days. The USPS says 3 to 5 days. I say 2 to 3 days. But I do want you to understand that that book right there is the you're in the mall map. You are here. It's exactly what that book is about. It's exactly telling you what is happening here. Now he's the champion, Donald Trump, for transgenders and the LGBTQRSTUV. You do need to understand, friends, nobody's pushing the agenda more than him. Just go ahead and ask him. Now he's putting another sodomite in the position of the Treasury Secretary. And the one over here on the right, Surgeon General, you do need to understand Dr. Jeanette Neshawat. She is all about censorship. Just like the guy that he's picking for the DEA out of Tampa right now, he was the one that was busy during the plandemic, the created plandemic that was out there arresting pastors for continuously preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, which everything about it, friends, is high treason against we the people by our said representative government. Read Article 3, Section 3. But he's appointing sodomites. You need to understand that. That's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. They're backwards, right? That's what we've been taught. Well, the Lord doesn't call them backwards. He calls them an abomination. Why is he appointing these people? And why is it that the American church is ushering him back into power? This is my burden, friends. This is what I'm standing against. And you know who's attacking guys like me, very far and few between though they are? The said professed Christian conservatives. They're lawless sons and daughters of Belial. And again, they're antinomianists. They have no regard for God's moral law. They hate his government. They just want to be assured that they're going to heaven, when in fact the fruit bear that they bear forth, friends, shows you that they're not going to heaven. They're going to the hell. And the hell that they're creating now on this earth is the one that they're going to reap eternally. Okay? And again, you know them by their fruit. I've said it a million times, and you need to hear it again. The culture is the church's report card. I mean, I don't need to keep going on here, do I, friends? Everybody's talking about how bad things are. Well, again, if you go to Psalm 9, 16, and 17, what does he tell you? He'll turn that nation into hell that forgets him. That's what's happening. And again, let me just show you this one more time. Health Impact News has taken the time and shown the courage to tell you what very far and few between are. Oh, P.S. I wanted to bring this up too, now that I think about it, and I'm thankful for that. But I want you to check this out, because these are some of the emails that I got this morning from an article I did on Will the Real Israel Stand Up? And I'm talking about the people that actually took the time to listen to what I was saying. Okay? This is what the first one says. As a Christian, I just wanted to reach out to you and thank you for doing what I know so many claim is wrong. It saddens me in the time to see so many professed Christians supporting the evil that is being done to them. I was actually shocked to see this on the news outlet that it came from, that this article got even to play up on their website. I know it's great courage to write it. God bless for trying to get the word out. I'm not trying to get the word out. I am, and I appreciate the fact that you acknowledge the truth of the matter, because it seems that such people as yourself are lovers of the truth, and they're finally again, as I said before, far and few between. Listen to this one. This was another one that came this morning. Finally, talking about making distinction, okay, between the real Israel, Israel of God, the children of God, in Israel geographically, that are a bunch of counterfeits, and they're of the synagogue of Satan that the mainstream media is promulgating and promoting constantly, right? They're a bunch of Zionists. They're counterfeits. Read Revelation 3:9, Romans 2:28 and 29. That's what the article is about, okay? Finally, someone on this news outlet that had the guts to write truthfully about the real Israel. Your articles are the main reason I haven't deleted my bookmark for this site. Most of their authors in their articles on Israel are a disgrace. When it comes to Israel, the most conservatives are as delusional as the left is on everything except Israel. Thank you for speaking the truth. Oh, folks, I got more. And I got more, and I got more. I don't want you to just think I'm getting a bunch of ignoramuses coming after me all the time. I know that the squeaky wheel always gets more attention. Yep, that happens constantly from people that you thought better of. But the fact of the matter is, there's a good portion of the people that totally acknowledge what you said, because they're thinking the same things. And they know for themselves the truth of the matter. So don't ever be deceived, friends, that the majority is always against you. Because if you're on the Lord's side and the Lord is on your side, you're already in the majority. Okay? So we got that covered. Wanted to show you this as well. And I'm just waiting for this to pull up. It's got a bunch of advertisements on there that I don't want. And what it is, here, I'm going to go ahead and refresh it. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but Bill Gates... a high court of Kenya is suspending Bill Gates' special privileges and immunities. And we know that in other, I believe it's the Netherlands right now, that they're calling him to account for the people that have been murdered from the experimental jabs. I see these posts online constantly. But I do want you to understand, folks, that it seems it may be catching up to Bill Gates. Sooner or later, the people are going to have enough of it, and it's going to be all over for the Anthony Fauci's. It's going to be all over for those that are promulgating these lies. And do keep in mind, before this last plandemic, and it was a plandemic, right? Jeremiah 11:9, it is a conspiracy, in fact. Do remember that the pharmaceutical companies were going broke. And you know what your said representatives did, friends, in the face of all this? They went and stole your money out of the coffers, acting as if they were there defending you from this virus that didn't exist to the degree that they wanted you to believe it was. They stole your money and they gave it to pharmaceutical companies. And then in turn, the pharmaceutical companies bonus them, incentivize them, along with the hospitals, to do the things that they did to the American people. This is why, P.S., people are now going to Mexico to the hospitals, because they don't trust the American hospitals anymore or the pharmaceutical companies. That is not conjecture, folks. That is a fact as to what is transpiring here today. I'm going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 281-845-4704.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
Hey, this is Bob the Plumber from IMTV, working down here in Tennessee. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him.
I got a call, Bob.
And I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer. And I just love the guy and support him totally. He is a walking, talking Bible. And I love people that love God and know the Scriptures.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Hi, this is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show, and ever since, have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. What is most appealing is his perspectives are grounded in God's Word, the Bible. Each day, Bradley speaks the uncompromised truth with integrity. My family and I are now sons and daughters of liberty. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well. God bless Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Ministry.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so we're at the half hour mark, okay? And I always like to kind of dump on you what's going on in the country. And I can assure you right now, friends, if it is the most pertinent information that is needed, I am not going to deter from it. I don't care what everybody else is doing. I care about you. I care about, first and foremost, your salvation, your eternal security in Christ. I care about your physical body. And by the way, if I didn't love the Lord God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, I couldn't have a desire for that. But as Jesus rightly said, he said, when you follow me in Matthew 4:19, I will cause you to become fishers of men. You matter more than anything else. Materialistically, the list goes on. Because you're the only thing that is going to make it into heaven, because we're all came into the world naked. Yikes. We're all going to go out of this world naked, and we're not going to be able to take anything with us except the work the Holy Ghost did through us for his glory. Amen. So I'm saying that for the purpose that on Sunday, we got church at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I'm pleased to tell you that we had almost 5,000 people on Sunday. And so it's just incrementally rising. And I wanted to say this too. People, you have to understand something. Most people don't get this. Jesus said, when I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. That means when people are persecuting you for righteousness' sake, when they're scoffing you, when they're mocking you, when they're lying about you, when they start to attack, you know what's happening? You're being promoted in one way or another. You're growing in the spiritual giftings, regardless if you know it or not. As long as you know that you have your feet upon the word of God, upon the rock, and you are doing his will, and you're led by his will, let the world do what it does. Let them do their worst, because in the process, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That was the enemy's greatest mistake. Do you understand that when Satan went after Christ because he wanted to get rid of him, do you understand that that was a judgment upon the head of the enemy? Let them do their worst, because when they attack you in Christ, what they don't realize is they're actually bringing that judgment upon themselves. It's a different show, but I wanted to share that with you, because God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Guess what? That applies to his children. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Yep. When the enemies come out against you, the Lord will send forth a holy angel to do what? To chase them into dark, slippery places. They'll fall upon their own sword. The Lord will break the teeth of the workers of insurrection. He'll drive them into dark, slippery places. The Bible tells us in the blessings in that of Deuteronomy 28, it tells us that when the enemy comes in, it says that they'll come out against you one way, and the Lord will cause them to flee before you seven ways. That talks about in Deuteronomy 33, friends, when they would rise up against those that are called of Christ, that he would smite them through the loins, that they would rise not again according to their threats. It tells us going back and forth, going over to the New Testament, Paul talking about how it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. It tells us in the New Testament, in the book of Thessalonians, how God, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. The Bible tells us, friends, King David, in speaking of which, touch not mine anointed. The Bible tells us that he keeps us hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. I mean, folks, the Bible has done nothing but give us promise. He's the shield of our salvation, the way that he spoke that to that of Abraham. When you read the book of Psalms, what does it tell us? They'll fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. Though they go hand in hand, they shall not go unpunished. I mean, whoa, okay. The face of the Lord is set against those that do wickedness. They'll be uncovered for their lies. Even those that raise tongue against you, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Do you want me to keep going, friends? Because this is all of the armor that's promised, where the Lord promises to vindicate you on the other side. And you know, sometimes when you're under attack, you don't have to say anything, because it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. The Lord judge between us, right? Isn't that what scripture tells us? In any scenario that you might be in, you'll find that the Lord is faithful. He will not leave you into the hands of your oppressor. Like King David said, he gives commandment that what? To save us for his purposes. And he who hath begun a good work in us, friends, he will finish it, because he's faithful to finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. Anyways, I just got off on a little tangent. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I wanted to get to this because we're talking about how could it be otherwise. I brought up the fact that there's a they call themselves a church. It's not a church. It's not a Christian church. It's a church of Satan, because they advocate for what God condemns. It's an abomination. They call themselves a reaffirming church. They are an affirming church. They say all welcome here. They say, which is true, but you know what? When you come in, the message is going to be repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then when you leave, you come back understanding the standard is Jesus Christ, not your sin, okay? Because we're going to be judged accordingly, Acts 17:31. But they had scrolling on their sign one day. It said that they believed that the Bible, somehow or another, maybe I should just pick it up from here so you guys can all get the flavor here. They take the Bible seriously, they said, but not literally. Well, I'm just here to tell you, you can go ahead and try to change out the Word of God as you promote evil in the face of the Lord, but you can rest assured it's just a matter of time that when you advocate and promote what God calls an abomination, let me say it this way. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And the Bible promises us in Psalm 37 that we'll see this happen. And I see it happen constantly. But people want to keep daring the justice of God. They want to keep testing their little wooden blunt swords and their little wooden shields in the face of a just and a holy God. It's not a good place to put yourself, friends. I'm just here to reaffirm your position when you go ahead and dare God's justice. Because the Bible is not no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that opposes it. Why? Because it's a living creature. The law is always perpetual in the spirit, even as we're speaking now. But let me go back to that. So we take the Bible seriously, but we don't take it literally. It doesn't matter if you believe the Bible. And this is what I'm humored by, because I don't like when people get into intellectual debate, and I'm talking about outside of the Word of God. Because why? Because the people are not to find their faith in an intellectual debate. They're to find it in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. What am I talking about? Equate that, Bradley. I'll do that. Remember Peter and John when they were confronting the Pharisees and they said that they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men? Remember that? But they said that they perceived that they were with Jesus. As he is, so are we. We love his appearing. And guess what? When he's on the scene, he sets the record straight. And he always does. In hopes of saving men's souls. But that depends upon how they respond to his truth. Isn't it? Yeah. I had a guy just today, as a matter of fact. I want to go over here really quick. He had said something about a comment I made yesterday. And I was just going through commentary. And I was reading the book of John, and I'm still there. And I said, Jesus is not withholding who he is to the world. He's not. Men just refuse to know him as the truth is in Jesus, right? So I get a wise guy. He comes back. I guess that's my lot in life. Again, people don't understand that. I guess I'm in that ring quite a bit. But he said, you know, Buddhists say the same thing about Lord Buddha. And one guy tried to answer him, and he tried to do it as, you know, as graciously as possible. Let's put it that way. And somebody said, there's only one God. Amen. And then they go on and say, correct, the one God created all of us. And then what I said is, the difference is that my God didn't just say it, he showed it. He's the one that, what makes us different as Christians from any other man-made religion? Their God didn't die for them. Christ died for us to redeem us through the shedding of his blood. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brethren. I don't see anybody else do that. So what makes ours different? Ours is the one that was crucified. He was buried and he's risen again. Matter of fact, right now he's sitting at the right hand of our Heavenly Father. Who else can do that? Who else did that or can do that? Nobody can, right? So he had to come back and he had to be funny about it. So he just wanted to go ahead and be insincere. So what I did is I insincerely gave him back his insincerity, okay? He said, there are many religious, but only, I'm sorry, this guy said, he said, Muslims say the same thing. So it wasn't good enough to hear the response about Buddha. He had to just keep taking it a step forward. And then he tried to self-righteously say, well, the Muslims say the same thing about Allah. And I said to him, and I want you to hear me, I said back to him, I said, yeah, that's good. That's good that you're saying that. But I said, the difference is you aren't going to answer to Buddha or Allah on Judgment Day. And I said, does this help you? Because it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Why is it that people got to keep playing their fate? You heard about the, I do a thing on the last words, a whole show on this, but it was a kid that was on, this is back in the 1800s, and it goes to prove the point that you never know, but he was on a horse, and he started mocking a preacher that was on the corner by a saloon. and he made a comment about him, and instantaneously he went around the corner and seen that the kid was thrown off the horse. He hit his head and it killed him instantaneously. I don't understand why people have to play with their eternity. I don't understand that. But I can tell you, in going back and making reference to why I do what I do out of gratitude because I see what he's done for me. Just like in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, when I seen those men that fought blood and tide, fighting against tyranny in other countries that Americans are tolerating today in their own, and I'm not going to roll over in the face of that. Same reason I stand up and live for what they died for, 2 Corinthians 5:15.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
God who gave us life also gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
E. Stanley Jones said, "Grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give." BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, again, people got so much to say, but they say it not. I was just thinking about 1 Corinthians 15. And, well, what were you thinking? Well, I was just thinking Paul, where Paul said he only could give that which he received. It's right. Yeah. He said, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received." So, in other words, Paul is saying, I cannot give what I don't have. And then he said how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. That's right. And that he was buried, and that we've risen again to the glory of the Father. Romans 6. Absolutely. Totally get it. That's the gospel. That's it. You know, people complicate things, don't they? I don't like it when people complicate things. You know why they complicate things? Is because they don't understand the things they're trying to share. That's what James Madison said about philosophers. The reason they can't explain it is because they themselves don't understand it. That's exactly right. So let me get to this really quick. I got to spray you with this information. I saw a church sign, because we're talking about doing it unto themselves, and it was a church sign at a Dairy Queen, and it says, I'm sorry, it was a church sign at a church on its yard. It was a yard sign, right? And it said on it, it said, our Sundays are better than Dairy Queens. So I said to myself, really? I almost couldn't believe what they put on their sign. How can their message, oh, and by the way, when I went inside, I preached at the church. It was a hippie. We call them hippie heretics because that's what they are. The lawless hippies, right? How can their message even be taken seriously, especially when they don't take it seriously? And that was the first thing that I started to highlight before I got on that little bunny trail during the last segment. You know, we take the Bible seriously, but not literally. Oh, okay, read 2 Corinthians 5:10. Read Revelation 21, verse 8, because that's what you are, that is, I'm sorry, not what, but who you are going to answer to. So I want to show you some of these church signs, and then you'll understand perfectly as to why there's no respect, or very little to no respect, concerning a majority of professed Christians in America. Walmart is not the only saving place. Come on in. No joke. And most of them act accordingly. And, oh, they, you know what they'll say? Matter of fact, I seen this list. I seen it at a Cracker Barrel, you know, where all the old people go. And you know what the old people say about it? Isn't that cute? Well, let me ask you something. Was it cute when Jesus was scourged? Was it cute when he was beaten literally to a bloody pulp, or to the point where he was unrecognizable? Was it cute when they drove the nails into his hands and his feet? Was it cute when they took the spear and poked his side and water and blood came out? Was it cute when they took the crown of thorns and put it upon his head? Was it cute when they pulled off his robe so he was crucified naked? For those that don't know, it's one of the most heinous ways to kill the worst of criminals. And yet we're talking about the Lamb of God, who is without spot or blemish, without offense, John 8:46, Isaiah 53, and yet they treated him in such a fashion. Was that cute? No, it wasn't cute. But this in the mind of people that don't understand the preaching of Christ crucified. Here's the next one. Now's a good time to visit our pastors on vacation. Doesn't the Bible talk about showing double honor to those that labor in the word and in doctrine? Yep. There's no respect. They're a reproach. The best vitamin for a Christian is to be one. I mean, look at, hey, folks, if they're not serious about their message, how can anybody else be serious about it? It doesn't negate the Christ. It doesn't negate the Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost in any sense of the word, because while men are not faithful, the Lord remains faithful. Why? Because he cannot deny himself. Let's keep going on here. Visitors welcome, members expected. I mean, most places that you go into a building called a church today has nothing to do with Christianity. That's why they have to have pizzas and parties and they play secular music. Oh, I've seen them all. I've seen them all. There's so many things I would like to say to people on the radio concerning our experience. How many churches I've been to, friends, where the pastors, literally, who are self-appointed once again, John 10:12, just read that yesterday, the whole chapter, are caught up into pornography. It's just crazy. A lack of Christianity, not the Church of Jesus Christ, okay? 6 more weeks of this lousy sermons. This is on their yard signs, their church signs. Sunblock prevents sin burn. Does anybody think this is cute, or does this offend you? Because if you think it's cute, you're not getting it, okay? This is like someone mocking somebody in your family, going to their grave and mocking them and putting little yard signs around, maybe in this case, a military sacrifice, and making light of it. I'm just trying to equate it as close as I can to what Christ did, which there is nothing that is even comparable to what he did for us on the cross, because nobody suffered in such a fashion as he. Psalms, not palms, read here. A dam holds water back, it's not my last name. I mean, instead of saying, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain, Exodus 20, they make light of it. Here's another one. Come in for a faith lift. That's humanism. That's counter to the cross of Jesus Christ. That's man-made, okay? Read Mark 7 when you get a moment. Making null and void the commandments of God by keeping man's tradition. That means to attach itself to the old ways. Okay, here's another one for you. Let's meet at my house. This is a church sign in a churchyard. Let's meet at my house Sunday before the game. Dash God. See how they're doing it to themselves, friends? Read the Bible every day to prevent truth decay. Here's another one. Is your life running on empty? Free Phillips here every Sunday. Trade God your pieces for his peace. Some of them are okay if you can dig into it to understand the way that you understand the doctrine of Christianity. Okay? 7 days without God makes 1 week. It's true what they're saying in this particular case, but it's just lame. And it's taking lightly. It's lightly esteeming the God and the rock of our salvation. The reality of hell. Come early and hear our choir. Wow. What's the difference between them and fallen reprobates? Those that are abandoned to their sin. Here's one more for you, friends. The church is your, the church is prayer conditioned. Okay. Another, God answers knee mails. Here's one, and I hear this. Even some of the old preachers said this, and I don't like it. Try Jesus. If you don't like him, the devil will always take you back. Really? Try Jesus. If I was going over an end of the cliff, and I knew my Savior was standing there, and I seen his hand, and he saved me from destruction, I'm trying Jesus. No, I'm going to be forever beholden to that individual that saved my natural life, right? Try Jesus. Here's another one. Jesus loves you so much, a sign amid a snow-filled churchyard. Tithe if you love Jesus, anyone can honk. Another one is road rage. What would Jesus do? Hey, folks, I want you to understand that when you see people talk about what would Jesus do, it can come up as a thought. Fantastic. What would Jesus do? But the real question is what is he doing? What is he doing? What is Jesus doing? Not what would he do. It's okay to have the thought, which direction should I go? What choice should I make? So on and so forth. But if we know the word, we should be quickened by the Holy Ghost to make the right choice. And sometimes you kind of get that, you know, in the middle of that road and there's a fork in the road. And it's like, Lord, there's three choices. Which one do I go? Well, that's where you got to just trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding and in all your ways. Acknowledge him, even if you have to walk incrementally in doing so, so that you might not make the mistake that he doesn't want to. Trusting him is allowing him to lead you into that right path. A couple more. The party is here. This is a church sign in America. The party is here. Wow. The weather never changes in hell. Oh my goodness. Wow. That's insane. Read Luke 16. Dogs go to heaven. Cats go to purgatory. No such thing in the Bible. And finally, free trip to heaven, details inside. They're inside. Again, how can anybody take these people seriously? I want to tell you something. You know, the free trip to heaven, yes, grace means unmerited favor, but there's different definitions of grace, folks. Once you receive that grace, what does that grace empower you to do? It empowers you to what? Restrain yourself from your sin and making the right choice by his power. Why? Because we've been born again by the Spirit and by the water, John 3:3. Okay? But was it free? No, it wasn't free. Is your freedom free? Nope. Your freedom isn't free. Someone had to sacrifice themselves to give you the freedoms that you have today. Well, so it is, and all the more when we look to Christ crucified, who was evidently set forth before us. And if we're his, we're crucified with him, right? The world's crucified unto us, and we're crucified unto it. And so with that said, friends, read Galatians 6:20 when you get a moment. Love you by what we do. And we'll talk to you in 23 hours. By the way, your orders will go out first thing in the morning. See ya.